USA releases its annual Religious Freedom Report. God moves in a big way in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Calling All Interns, Ministry to Russia awaits. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United States government released its annual International Religious Freedom Report yesterday. Open Doors USA's advocacy director, Lindsay Vesey, says there isn't a lot of new information. Also, the report was absent a new list.
The countries of particular concern have yet to be nominated. Sometimes they release the report and then they make those designations later on. But what's particularly concerning is that the last designations for these countries were made in January of 2009. Which means that they're expiring this coming January.
The ambassador at large for international religious freedom, Dr. Susan Johnson Cook, has been nominated but isn't in place yet. Vesey says
the Obama administration waited well over a year to nominate someone, and her confirmation hearing actually happened just today. So we'll see if she gets confirmed. But then, you know, is her first act going to be to nominate countries of particular concern? Not likely.
Next, Compass Direct News is reporting that 45-year-old Saeed Musa, in prison for his Christian faith, will face a judge this Sunday. The amputee will do so without legal representation or knowledge of the charges against him. He was one of several people featured on Nuran TV being baptized and worshiping. Musa has been physically and verbally abused by his captors. Some believe this is a test case to see which law prevails in the country, Islamic or international agreements. You're listening to Mission Network News. Take one evangelistic vision, mix in a harmony of the gospel from One Hope, add public schools, and stir with the Holy Spirit. That's what's happening to Grace Ministries International in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Sam Vinton says,
we really are trusting the Lord for 1,000 students to profess faith in Christ during the coming school year. And out of that, we had close to 15,000 students, plus about 3,000 adults.
Not only that.
In that process, the churches got involved and began one-on-one visitation to the villages and evangelism training. So this has exploded beyond just the outreaches.
Vinton says the follow-up program is in process.
We have got to go back now and make sure that those people are reached, make sure that they are being mentored by pastors and these chaplains through the Word of God to see what it means being a Christian and what God expects from them.
We have some links that'll point you in the right direction. Meanwhile, an intern isn't much different from the apprentice of old, where an adult took a young person under wing and gave him on-the-job training. Well, that's exactly what's happening with Orphan Outreach's internship program. Amy Norton says,
it's something that really may give them a different perspective on what they want to do in their future.
An Orphan Outreach internship is about learning that the world is bigger than your own backyard, breaking out of comfort zones, and seeing what the gospel can do firsthand.
They're over there for almost a month, so the exposure they have to this different country and culture and Christians in that country is also just an opportunity they will not get in any other type of typical mission trip.
Interns work closely with Orphan Outreach in-country staff and the kids. For 2011, she says,
we hope to have 8 to 10 interns for next summer. That's our group that we'd love to have, and you can apply right now online. We have all the information online. And we'll start doing interviews right now.
And the world's most popular modern English Bible is now not only updated, but also available online. Biblica and Zondervan released the New International Version of the Bible online version this month. But since the NIV was last updated in 1984, it begs the question, why fix it if it isn't broken? Well, the simple answer is language changes. And the team wanted to keep the clarity of Scripture in today's English. The print release is slated for March 2011. We have online links at our website. Mission Network News. This is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of Mission, Danger, and Miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler will not only entertain you, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler, call 1-800-995-4828, or click on our link there at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.